Okay, Daf Lamed Zayin, we're on Lamed Vav Amud Beis at the bottom. Amar B'Yudah Mer Shmuel, Halacha K'Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi did argue in our Mishnah, and Reb Yosi said, Ketzer Alo Isis Shcheb Parasa Shel Chaveri. There's no way that a Seicher can make money from the Shoyel and make money, get money from the Shoyel that he's not giving back to the Bailam. We said in the Gemara that the Tosis had discussed that maybe the Svar Reb Yosi was because he agreed with Abayas Kasha that I could just be Mevatar on the Shvua and I go directly to the Shoyel. Hold on, we'll see if that holds up in this Gemara. So he said, we paskin like Reb Yosi, and Echanami, that's the Tzad we go with. We heard in Shmuel's Beis Medrash that Cholakar Reb Yosi Afari Shaina. Oh, we heard that not only does Reb Yosi argue on our Mishnah, but Reb Yosi actually argues back on the first Mishnah in the Perek. The first Mishnah in the Perek, we said Amafkei Tzachaber Beimer Kelev Enigdmar Shavdu, and then you pay. And then they catch the ganif. So who does the ganif pay the kefil to? The Mishnah said that the ganif actually makes the kefil. We talked in the Gemara because the Baal Bais is willing to be maknit in the kefil. We discussed how does that kinyan work? It's a davar shloi b'li adam, etc., etc. Says the Gemara, Shmuel said, Reb Yosi said the same as far over there. Reb Yosi's point is you can't make money off someone else's animal like that. And therefore, just like in our Mishnah, Reb Yosi said that when you're going to be seicher as a part, you can't make money off the hezek that the shayel pays. And the Mishnah over there also, when the ganef steals it, the shaymer cannot make the kefil. The kefil is going to go back to the balabayas as well. That's what Shmuel said, pshat and reyesi, which is a different pshat and reyesi. It's just a generic halacha that you're not going to be able to make money off a hezek that happened to someone else's para. That money always goes back to the buyer, whether it's the core money or the kefil, like we had in that case. Af parishena. So halacha kamaisai, vayin halacha kamaisai. So A, he was asking him, do we agree with Shmuel's assessment that Reb Yosi argues on the first Mishnah, and do we paskin like Reb Yosi in that case as well? So I'm like, yeah, you're right. Cholak Reb Yosi af parishena, v'alacha kamaisi af parishena. And it seems from the Gemara that it would all be the same svara. It's not like he argues on each case individually. It seems to be it's all the same svara. Reb Yosi has this generic halacha, you can't make money off someone else's animal. It my name Yarmu Blazer. Cholak Reb Yosi af parishena, he argues on the first Mishnah as well. V'alacha kamaisi af parishena. Reb Yochanan says, no, Maida Reb Yosi Barishayna, that just because Reb Yosi argues in our Mishnah, by the Seicher and the Shoyel, that's what we said, because the original Balbayah says to the Seicher, forget you, forget your Shvua, I want to go deal with the Shoyel directly. But in the first case, that's a totally different issue. In the first case, the issue is that the Balbayah would prefer to have the Karen in his hands and get that out of the Shomer and be makne the possibility of the Kefil coming later. Shekvar Shilev. And therefore, since in that case, the Seicher, whoever the Shomer was, is willing to pay, therefore in that case, the Baal Bais is willing to be makne to him the Suffolk Kefil should it ever arrive. And Reb Yosi is made in that case and he does not argue. So, fine, very good. But Shilev. Shilev in lo Shilev lo. You seem to be saying over the halacha that the first case of a mafkid was only when the shemer actually paid before you caught the ganif. We said that's not true. Doesn't mean he actually had to have paid. Once he agreed to pay, so are we arguing on that? But we talked about maybe by a shayel, that's not true. By a shayel, by kol hashayel, it would only be if he actually paid. But by a regular shemer, we clearly said in the Gemara, even if you just say you're going to pay, you get it. Whereas over here, Bechon seems to say it not like that. So Mano just changed. He wasn't being medactic on that point. And Reb Yosi agrees in that case, not because he actually paid, just agreeing to pay is enough for the Baal Bais to be maknit to him, the schus, to get the kefil should it ever come back. So the Gemara seems to have a machlekes now in Pshat and Reb Yosi. Is Reb Yosi saying a generic halacha, you can't make money off a hezek or a geneva that happens to someone else's animal you're watching, in which case he would argue on our Mishnah, and he would argue on the first Mishnah of Hamafkin? Or is Reb Yosi a specific halacha in the Shvuah, the relationship between the Baal Bais and the Soich and the Shoyel, but by the case of the Baal Bais is willing to be makhnet him, the schus to the kefil, because he'd rather have the Karen in hand, even when he doesn't actually pay it, he just says he's going to pay it, that's going to be good enough. So that's the machlokes. Says the Mishnah. And I'm going to get back to a Mishnah we had in the end of Yevamos, we talked about in Baba Kama. We're going to get into all the discussions of Suffolk payments. So a person goes over to two people, and he says, we have to keep track over here exactly what the chiyuv is. The first case of Mishnah is, he says, I stole from one of you 100. I'm not sure which one of you I stole from. Okay, so he's maida he stole. He just doesn't know who he stole from. Oy, avim shalach miken hifkil li mana. One of your fathers gave me a mana. Ve'eni yodeh ezehu. And I don't know which one. Tosfos points out, this case of aviv is chosen, because then not only does he not know, the assumption is the yesemim also don't know. So it's what we would call a shema v'shema. No one really knows who owes what. You'll see why that's important in the Gemara. So the Mishnah says, noisin lezeh mana ulezeh mana. You have to pay both. You have to pay both Yisraimim by the case of Mafkid, and you have to pay both of the people that you're not sure that you stole, which one you stole from. You have to pay both. And then the Mishnah says a strange statement. Shehoida mipi atzmai. We'll have to see what that statement means. What does that mean? Shehoida mipi atzmai. We'll see in the Gemara what that sentence is referring to. That's case number one. Reish. Case number two in the Sefer. Shnaim shefkidu etzel echad. So two people gave money to one person to watch. This is a mission we've quoted before many times. Zem mana v'zem asayim. One gave 100, and one gave 200. At the end, they come back to collect the money at the end of the tekufa. Zem reshalim asayim v'zem reshalim asayim. Of course, each one claims they had 200. It's not even clear that each one knows that the other one gave what they 200 or not, but they claim they had 200. So then the mission says, noisin l'zem mana l'zem mana. Right, so if you had just read the ratio of the Mishnah, you would have said, well, if you're not sure you're supposed to pay two, you have to pay both. That's the first ratio the Mishnah said. Now, this middle case says, no, you don't have to pay both. You give each one the minimum that they're supposed to get, 100. And the rest of it, you wait around, and you wait to see if expression, meaning wait to Elio, meaning you wait to see if someone could bring Edim, or Bezdin can prove exactly who he owes money to, which seems to be a direct stira to what we just said in the first halacha. Here, we're not making the person pay more than he should have paid, in the ratio we did. Well, we'll discuss this right away. Amar Biyasi. Biyasi says in this case, Im kei mahifsad aramai. He said, if you gave 100 and you know your friend gave 200 and you came and you come and claim 200 and you're going to get back the core 100 anyways, you haven't lost anything. And you have no reason to discourage you from lying. And therefore, Ellis is basically to discourage you from lying in this case. We make sure all the money, all of this money, all the 300 gets put away until we can figure out who gets what, in which case that'll be an incentive for the person who only was supposed to get back 100 to admit, so at least get back his 100, and then we know who gets the 200. The chen shnei kelim. This halacha applies not just by money; it applies by kelim. We'll see why we need the second case in the Gemara at the end of the daf. We have two kelim: echad yafa mana, echad yafa elef. One is worth 100, and one is worth 1,000, and they both give it to someone to watch. And then ze omer yafa shali, ze omer yafa shali. Each one then claims the more expensive version. So Tanakama says, noisen is a katan lechemim. The cheaper one you give to one of them. Umitoicha gadol noisen to make katan lesheni, and from the larger one. Rashi says over here, we'll see the Gemara, you break off a piece, okay, which is a little bit crazy, but you break off a piece of the larger one, depends what type of kli it is, I guess, but you break off a piece of the larger one, and you give that to the second one for the value, and the rest of it is munachat shiav aliyo. Amar Biyasi, same point. He has nothing to lose. No breaking kelim, no giving the katan to anybody, it's all put on the side. And you wait until we can figure out who gets what, so that way we'd incentivize the person to admit. Okay, let's jump right into the Mishnah. Let's understand all these halachas. The first halacha we said was that when you're not sure who you stole from, let's focus on the stealing part, when you're not sure who you stole from, and the Mishnah said you have to pay each one 100. So ma'alma, misveikim, mafkinim, amayna. This is an amazing halacha. You're not sure who you have to pay from. Bezdin says you have to pay both. We don't say, misafik, you don't pay. Now this is, as Mefarshim speak out, this is not the classical halacha of Hamaitz Mechaver El Varaya. The Gemara is questioning over here. Because Hamaitz Mechaver El Varaya says that you say you don't owe any money. Over here, you definitely admit you owe money. There's no question you owe money, and you admit that you owe the money. The question is, who do you pay the money to? And on that, the Mishnah says you have to pay to both. So you're actually paying more than you owe, but you pay to both. Says the Gemara, that's an interesting halacha. That means misafik, once we know you owe, but we're not sure who you owe, then you have to go ahead and pay. So the Raminu,
could you compare that to a Dana who pays kefa? He pays kefa here also. He pays double the amount he stole.
You could, except it says guzal, not gunav. Okay? It's exact gazlin. So it's not kefal. You could compare it. If that helps you remember it, that's fine. But it's not a din in kefal. No. Says the Gemara. The second halacha in the Mishnah. Shnayim shefkidu leitzel echad zem manav zem asayim zem shalim asayim zem shalim asayim noisel zem manav zem manav ashayim munachat shev aliyo. So you see Beferish in the third case in the Mishnah, you see Beferish, that's not true. that when you don't know, you don't have to pay extra. So what's going on? It's a steer in Eve in the same Mishnah. So first attempt, Pikodin al Gazel Koramas, you're asking a stira between the ratio, which is talking about Gezel, and the Msefa, which was talking about Pikodin, Gezel Davidi Sura Kansura Bonan. Pikodin Levidi Sura la Kansura Bonan. It's a question of Kanas. You're right. Where you don't know who gave you something to watch, and the Chari, you didn't do anything wrong. If you didn't do anything wrong, you put it down. Again, Rabbi Yaisi says you put it all down. Tanakama says you put part of it down. But either way, you never have to pay more than you owe. Whereas when you stole, and you're the reason this whole mess started, Chazal knas you and make you pay back more than you would have owed to begin with. Says the more nice answer, but it doesn't make any sense. V'rami pikodin a pikodin, v'rami gezel a gezel. I'll show you a stira in Hilchas pikodin that sometimes by pikodin we do make you pay more. And I'll show you a stira by gezel, but sometimes by gezel we don't make you pay more. Let's go through each one. Pikodin a pikodin. You're telling me now by a regular case of pikodin like we saw in the Seifa, you don't have to pay more. It says, Mediktani Resha. The first case in the Mishnah, after it said gezalti, it said, Oy, alvim shalechem again, hifkidli mana. And over there it said, Resha, Yav Shachem, Hifkili Mana, Venyadeh Zehu, Naisel Zemana, Zemana. Over there, the Resha, by Pikodin, where you didn't steal anything, by Pikodin to the father, it specifically said that you have to pay back both of them. V'ramin Ushtaim Shifkidu, so you have two steers in the Mishnah. You have a steer from the first case in the Mishnah, the case of Pikodin. That you wanted to answer is the difference between Gezel and Pikodin, but built into the Resha is a second case of Pikodin itself. So in Pikodin itself, we have a steer. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Reisha Nasek Mishef Kidule B'Shtei Kriches. No, even by Pikodin, sometimes we blame you as well. Just like by Gezel, you're the cause of this whole thing, as if a Chazal knas you. By Pikodin also, if it's your fault, we're going to knas you and make you pay double. What is it your fault? If it was if Kidule B'Shtei Kriches, right? So the father gave you a package to watch, you did not pay attention. Who gave it to you? The Havile LeMedak. Over there, you should have been careful. It's your responsibility as a shomer to know who gave you something. And if you don't know who gave you something, we're going to ke'ilu knas you and make you pay back double, meaning to each person that claims that they owed it to them. You owe it to them. Whereas Seifa, in the case of the Seifa, one gave 100 and one gave 200, nasek mishif kiduloi b'krach achad. It's like they all just threw the money into one big wallet that in front of you, and you for sure could not necessarily tell who gave what. Delahavale in the Medak, Kigoin says the Gemara. Dafkidu Chavai Badi Adadi. Both of these guys showed up at your house, one with a wallet with 100, one with a wallet with 200, but Chadzim at the same time. The Amalahu, and you could, and therefore the Shemir can respond back to them. Anasku Faihula Kaptisi Adadi. You two didn't even care about each other because you were giving me the money in front of each other. So you clearly trust each other if you're willing to do that. Anokabdin, and therefore it's not my problem to keep track of who owed what. I assumed you trusted each other. And if you trusted each other, I wasn't really paying attention. Who gave me the 100, who gave me 200? Remember, they didn't give him money. They gave him a little pouch or something like that. And if I wasn't really paying attention, whose was whose and what was what. So therefore, the Gemara is coming out till now that if you can somehow blame the Shomer, if he's a Gazlan, if he stole the money, therefore it's his fault. Or if he should have known who he gave them, who gave him which, because only one person gave him, or they gave it to him separately, then in a Chanami, he has to pay back double. If he knows he owes the money, he doesn't know, he has to pay back to each one. Whereas, if it's a case of Pekunim where it's not necessarily his fault, then we would say the regular halacha, Hasharia, you pay back what you know, and what you don't know, yeah, munach. Gezel, but we have a steer between this case of Gezel to another classic case of Gezel that we had in Yevamos and in Baba Kama. Ketoni Yocham Elishtaim Gezel Tidech Me Amana Mein Deni Mezehem Oyavashem Hifkin Limona Ben Yudeh Ezen Noisel Zemona Zemona. So we said Beferish over here, if you can blame the guy because he stole it, he has a knas and he has to pay back to each one. Raminu, we had the case. Gozel Echem Ichamish. The Mishnah Yevama says, when you stole from one of five people, then you're Demezemen Gozel. You don't know who you stole from. Zeimer Oisi Gozel, Zeimer Oisi Gozel. Each one of these five people say, you owe me the money. So over there, the Mishnah said, over there, actually, we brought a machlekes. The Tanakama Rav Tarfon says, Meniach Gezel Benemu Mustalik. Tarfon says you only stole from one. You put the money down in the middle. It sounds like you put the money down in the middle and you walk away. The Gemara will clarify exactly what Tarfon's shita is, but you definitely do not pay back all of them. Over there in Yevamos, the Gemara brought Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva argued in Tarfon and said, "Ein ze moitzi midei Suffolk, and you actually have to pay all five of them. So Rav Kiva does say you pay all five of them. Rav Tarfon clearly says you don't. In fact, the Gemara, in our Mishnah, we say that by Gezel, you always have to pay all five of them. Why does Rav Tarfon say over there, you don't have to pay all five of them? Says, you don't have to pay more than you stole. Says, okay, it's a good kasha. We might have the Masis Nachar of Tarfani. But maybe that's good for the Machlaikis. We have over there Machlaikis of Tarfani and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says you do have to pay back all five. Maybe he's the Tana of our Mishnah. And if Tarfani says you don't have to pay all five, Dafka argues in our Mishnah. That would just solve the problem. So I'll tell you why. Because Lamaisa, it's worse than that. We actually have a steer in Tarfani itself. Why? The Ketani Allah, we learned about that Mishnah, a Braisa said, that he moider if Tarfon, if Tarfon's moider. But Omer l'shnayim gazalti lechem ikem mana v'eni yodem yezik v'kem shenoysa l'zem mana l'zem mana. If Tarfon was mamish moider in our case, where he says, I know I owe you money, but I don't know who I owe you to, who I owe, if Tarfon says, you have to pay back both. So now we have a steer in Rav Tarfon itself, and it's clear Rav Tarfon agrees to our Mishnah. So what's the difference?
Same case. One is an act of
heat. Well, hold on. The Gemara's going to explain. So what is the difference between our Mishnah and Rav Tarfon's classic case? Our Mishnah said, we said Rav Tarfon is Maida, you have to pay back both. Whereas in the case of when you stole from five, you don't know who you stole from. There, Rav Tarfon says you only have to pay back to, you don't have to pay back to anybody. You just put the money between them and you walk away. How do you work this out? If we said the whole pshat in our Mishnah is that when you steal, we knas you. So if we steal and we knas you, says the Gemara, Hasam katavim in ehachav abalotzei shidei shamayim. There's a fundamental difference over here. Is there a matayan and a nitan, or is the Gazan trying to do the best that he can? If the Gazan over there, and in our Mishnah, as it says in our Mishnah, the Gemara is going to be dyke in a second. That's what it means in the last line of the ratio when it says, Shehoide mepiatzmai. Hoide mepiatzmai means he agrees on his own that he wants to pay. He wants to be balat sechidei shemayim, so Banisha will have no tightness on him ever. Then, anecharami, pay both of them, 100%. Or in the case of Tarfon, same thing. If you want to be balat sechidei shemayim, then you could. So how do you work out this answer now? Taisus questions. We till now we've said that the only time you have to pay is because you stole and we knas you, or by pikadon where you should have known what's going on. Now we're saying no. The Mishnah is talking about balatzah sidei shemayim. Sounds like Pashat Pshat. I read the Gemara that the Gemara is telling me forget gezel, forget pikadon, forget whether you knew or you didn't know. We're talking about what you're trying to do, as we always say lifnim mishuras adin. When you want to do lifnim mishuras adin, in all cases you should pay back. Taisa says that's true, but the Gemara over here does not say the word ella. Normally, when the Gemara says tu terutzim and then falls off of them and changes to a whole different shot in the Mishnah, the Gemara would say the word Ella. And the Gemara does not say the word Ella over here, says Taisus. And therefore, Taisus says the Gemara is not changing, the Gemara is adding onto the previous answers. And the Gemara is saying that our Mishnah is talking about Balas Yisdei Shemaim, but you only have to pay back the double when you want to be Balas Yisdei in a case of Gezel or in a case of Pekadim that you should have known. But in a Chami, in a case of Pekadim where you didn't have to know, or if it was not a case of Gezel or something like that, then even Lotzei Shidei Shemayim you don't have to pay back. Then you could say Minei Gezel Befneim and Mustalik. Even in Tarfon's case, where it was a case of Gezel, but whatever it was, if you don't want to be, let's just clarify. In Tarfon's case, when you stole from five, and you were not being Bal Lotzei Shidei Shemayim, it was just the van Nitva, they said you owe me money, you said I don't know. Then if Tarfon says, you don't want to be Lotzei Shidei Shemayim, you don't have to be. I'll be Iker Din Cheshemish, but you only owe one of them the money, put it down. If you want to be machmim v'olat yidei shemayim, by gezel, that's always a nice thing to do. By pikadin, lav dafka. If you should have known, then any chanami, there's an inyan to be v'olat yidei shemayim. If you should not have known, then there's no reason, even lots yidei shemayim, you have to go out of your way to go pay the money. It's not your fault at all, and there's no inyan of lots yidei shemayim at all. So now we've worked out this entire Mishnah according to Shittas of Tarfon. The Darush of Tarfon said, in the Mishnah Yevamis, you don't have to pay back by Gezel. It's talking about only when you want to be the Iker Hadil Lechatchila. But our Mishnah is talking about when you want to be Lotzei Shemayim. It says the Gemara, Dekanami. That's Pshat in the last little sentence we read. Diktoni, Shehoide Mepiatzma, Yishvamina. Hoide Mepiatzma means you're being Moida and want to go out of your way, Lefnim Yishuas Adin, to pay, because it's a case of Gezel and you did an Avera, or it's a case of Pikodim where you should have known. Amar Mar. So let's go back to a few points in Rav Tarfon, and then we'll get back to Shittas Rabbi Akiva. Amar Mar, Hasam Katavi Minei. So in the case we said was that in the case of the five, we said the case of the five is a case of Gezel. Well, you're not being Balas Yisdei Shemayim. So they are saying to you, you owe us the money. You stole from five. You don't know who you stole from. And they, each one of those five people, say you owe the money. What does the Gazlan say? When they each one of these five people say you owe us the money, what does the Gazlan say? So Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Halach Shaisik, he's quiet. Rav Masna Amar Rav says, Halach Sabach. He says, I don't know, I don't recognize any of you. Rashi says, Amar Lekol Echad, Eini Makircha. I don't recognize you, I don't know. I literally have no clue who I stole from. This is only in a case where he says, I don't recognize you. If he was taka quiet, when each one came and said, you owe me the money, he was quiet. That would be ke'ilu. He's being made, he owes the money. And if he's being made, he owes each one money, he'd have to pay to all five. Even though he's only claiming he stole from one. But since he's being made to each one, it's mashmi, we'd have to pay to all five. Just being quiet, just like a psychological issue. Just being quiet does not necessarily mean you owe the money. Matzi amalehu, we could say to them, the reason I was quiet, because I wasn't sure. I wasn't being shaisa because I know I owe you the money. I was being shaisa because it's a shema. I just don't know. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. And therefore, in that case also, you would not have to pay to all five. Another detail. We said, if Typhon said, when you owe the five people the money, you're not sure who you owe the money to from the stealing, and you don't want to be shemayim, you put the money down and you walk away. That's the words of the Gemara. So, and then what? And then anybody can come take the money? And someone else can come take the money? You just walk away from the money? That's what it sounds like. Meniach money must be named umestali. So that doesn't make any sense. Vamari Rabba Bar Zavda Marav, we said earlier in the Masechta, back on Daf Chafei, call Safek Inuach HaChiyaloyito. If you see something in the street, you're not sure if it's an Aveda or not, and it has a simen on it, we said you should leave it there. We said, if it does not have a simen, we said you should leave it there, because once you take it, you're not going to be able to return it. So you're best off leaving it there. Maybe the owner will come find it. Vim natal, but once you pick it up, lo yachzir. Right? Once you pick something up, it becomes your responsibility. Once it's your responsibility, you can't just leave it. You can't just put it back. We said, you can't just give it back to anybody who just comes and claims it, unless you could somehow prove it with Edom or Simon or whatever it is. So here also, once you have the money that you know you owe to these five people, what does it mean you just put the money down between them and you walk away? That's not a halacha. What does that mean? Samar of Safra, viyaniach, enechanami. It doesn't mean mamish put the money down and walk away. As Rashi explains, it means, mistalik means you're mistalik minadin. You're not mistalik from the money. The money actually sits by the Gazlan, or it sits by Bezdin. Doesn't really mean you put the money in the middle of these five guys and let them fight it out. That's not what it means at all. It's just a metaphor. What it actually means is you put the money by Bezdin. Bezdin holds on to the money until they can actually prove who the actual money was stolen from, and then they can get it. Again, according to Haftar. Amalei Abaye. So now says Abaye to Rav. Rabbi Akiva, we said, argues in Iftarfin and says, in the case of the five, that you're going to have to, when you steal from five, it sounds like Rabbi Akiva is saying, you have to pay all five of them. You have to pay all five. Says the Gemara, Alma misvekim afkinim amayna. V'layam rinan ukim amayna mechaz kesmar. Again, that would seem to lean towards the halacha we were trying to learn from our Mishnah, that by gezela, at least by gezela, if you look in the Gemara in Yevamos, there's a machlekes in the Gemara Yevamos, if Rabbi Akiva's halacha is only by gezela or by any type of transaction. We can debate that point. But Rabbi Akiva clearly says, if you want to be yaitze, you have to be yaitze, not just yaitze de shemayim. But yaitze mi'ikar hadin, you have to pay all five of them. V'raminu, the Gemara asks a very interesting question. We have the following Gemara. The Gemara says in Babasra, Nafal Abayis Alavi Alimai. If Nebuch, there was an earthquake, and there was a child in the house with his mother. Now the halacha is, if the mother dies first, so the child is Yerush from the mother, in terms of Hilchos Yerusha, and then when the child dies, his family, he has half-brothers from another mother, from the same father, etc., or his father, whatever it is, his father's probably dead in this case, but would go to his side of the family. Whereas if the child died first in the earthquake, then when the mother dies, her family gets to keep all the Yerusha. So you have an earthquake, and it's impossible to know really who died first. It's a classic case of like Shema v'Shema. So the Mishnah says over there, Nafal b'Yisrael v'Alimai, so Yarshi Aben, the son's side of the family, Ha'em Meisrei Yishayna. We claim, although they don't really know, but maybe the mother died first. V'Yarshi Eimarim Ha'ben Meisrei Yishayna. So Eilu v'Eilu Moedim Shiachleiku. So there's a machlaikus over there, the Gemara Rashi brings, there's a whole series of machlaikus over there between Misham and Beis Hillel on what the halacha is in other cases. Over here, everybody's minded, you don't know what to do, you split the money. half goes to the son's side of the family, half goes to the mother's side of the family. Rabbi Akiva says, I hold in this case, no, that the money stays bechazaka. The Gemara is a machlekes. What does that mean? He's definitely not yachleiku. He means it goes bechazaka. Does that mean the chazaka of the mother? Or does that mean the chazaka of the child? It's machlekes. We paskin, it means the chazaka of the mother. That it stays in the mother's family. That the mother had the nechasim, and you don't take the nechasim away from her until you know for sure that it was taken away. So you see over there what? You see over there when someone has some type of chazaka on money, we don't take the money away from them. Whereas over there, Rabbi Akiva, when you had the money and you stole from five people, and you're not sure who you stole from, Rabbi Akiva says, we don't care about your chazaka, we make you pay all five of them. What's the difference? The chara should be the same case. Just like we take the money away from you and make you pay all five, in this case, we should take the money away from the mother or at least split it. Says the Gemara, Amalei, Hasam Shema Veshema. Over there, by the case of the earthquake, it's a Shema Veshema. Gozlech Chamisha Bari Veshema. Over there, even though he doesn't know who he stole from, there actually each one is claiming that he owes the money. And therefore, essentially, by a Bari Veshema case, then, and that's when Rabbi Akiva says you have to pay. Says Mavam Asnisim Dahachal. Amal Hashem Gazalti Bechem Emana, the Shema Veshema Bukhtani, Noisan Zemmana Zemmana. But wait a second. What's Pshat our Mishnah? We assumed until now, Rabbi Tarfin learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfin who said you don't have to pay all five. Our Mishnah, as we said, was Balas Yisdei Shemayim, based on the Knas of Gezel. We were understanding until now that Rabbi Akiva, who said by the case of five you have to pay all five, our Mishnah makes plenty of sense. Now wait a second, now you've told me it's not necessarily true. Rabbi Akiva only said as halacha that you have to pay all five by Bar Veshema. By Sheva Veshema, even Rabbi Akiva agrees you don't have to pay all five. So how does Rabbi Akiva learn Pshat in our Mishnah? It says the Gemara, Maslisim Da'aka Amar L'Shnayim Gezalti Me'achim Emana, the Shema V'Shemu, over here it doesn't seem to be any bari, we'll see why. V'Katani Yonayson L'Zemana Zemana. Here, Rabbi Akiva doesn't argue, and Rabbi Akiva also says you pay each one. Why? It's a Shema V'Shema case. So how do you know? First of all, my dear Rabbi Akiva, how do you know our Mishnah fits Rabbi Akiva? And maybe Anachanami, Rabbi Akiva argues on our Mishnah, which would come out somewhat backwards, that Rabbi Tarfin in our Mishnah says you pay each one, and Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah would say you don't pay each one. Hold on, moral question. The Ketani Allah Dahi, my dear Rabbi Tarfin, we said Rabbi Tarfin is my dear to Rabbi Akiva, bar me l'shtam gizalti mechem eman our Mishnah, that you pay each one. Leman my dear, Rabbi Akiva bar plukte. So clearly Rabbi Akiva agrees to the halacha of our Mishnah. If Rabbi Akiva, and Pashup Shadis Taisa says, Rabbi Tarfin agrees to Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah because it's Balas Yedei Shemayim. The Havamin is Rabbi Akiva agrees to the Halach of our Mishnah, Lechatchila. Not necessarily Balas Yedei Shemayim. Rabbi Akiva holds in our Mishnah, always, you pay all five in our Mishnah, you pay all two. Rabbi Tarfin says, I'm mighty to you in our Mishnah. If you want to be mighty to Yedei Shemayim, then you should do that. Fine. But it's Mashu Rabbi Akiva holds Meikar Adin. Says, Mimai de Shema Veshemu. How do you know our Mishnah is Shema Veshema? Chada de Laikatani Toivin, I say. Our Mishnah doesn't say they said anything. Amar Lishnaim, you went to them. Doesn't say they were Tavir you at all. So it's Mashma, they had no Tavir whatsoever. That's one point. V'yoyed ha'tani Rebchir, Rebchir, and the Bryce explaining the Mishnah, Beferish said, Ze Armeni Adeh, Ze Armeni Adeh. When the Bryce explained the Mishnah, that it was a Shema Veshema. So what's Pshat in our Mishnah? Why, if Rabbi Akiva only says you pay all five by a bari v'shema, or Mishnah Shema v'shema? Rabbi Akiva is going to hold in our Mishnah, by Gezel at least, if you want to be balat zidei shemayim, that's when you should pay everybody. So now we're coming out that sometimes Rabbi Akiva says you have to pay everybody the chatchila, if it's five people in that case, and it's a bari v'shema, by Gezel at least for sure. Whereas in our Mishnah, where there's no tovea, it's a shema v'shema, then in the ikar adin, you don't have to pay. Both Rabbi Akiva and Eftar for hold, the only reason you do have to pay is because it is balat zidei shemayim. We said by Pikodin, you're responsible because you should have known who gave you what. Says Mav Amar Rav Avitamer of Papa Hakomoydim. Everybody's mind the following case. B'shnayim shefkidu etz oraya. If two people bring their animals to a shepherd to watch, and one gave two animals and one gave one animal, and the shepherd's not sure when they come collect who gave the one and who gave the two. That Sheminiach Rei B'nei Mustalik, the Raya is not responsible to pay back both of them two. He could just give one, or he could, and the third one, he's like the Tanakhama says, Yeminiach Mustalik. Now, Chayra, animals, you should be able to tell who gave you the two. By money, it's in a bag, so you don't know. But animals, one gave you two animals, one gave you one animal, you should know. So why don't over there? Why don't we knas you and at least but like 60 days shemayim? You should have to pay. If he knew, he would be responsible. Here we're talking about where they put it into his animals without him knowing. Or Tais says, even if he didn't know, but he wasn't watching carefully, and therefore, if he wasn't watching, he didn't see it when they did it, so then you can't tell that he's going to be responsible. And then in that case, even Balat says, Yishmaim, you're not paying fees. Let's finish in the Mishnah. Why do we need both cases? That Rabbi Yossi argues and says, "My hefsed aramai v'tzricha." Yesh minach kamais by money, but he come rabbanim shen delek apseda. No one's losing anything when you split the money. Where one gave 100, one gave 200. You give each one; it's all cash. So you give each one 100. You put the third 100 down. Of a baha by a kli, the ikap apseda the gadol. You're going to break the kli. We said. So you're going to cause a financial loss to the kli. It's definitely not going to be worth as much as it was before. Ema money the Rabbi Yosi. V'yipram baba kam Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says you don't break the kli. Of a baha'im money the Rabbanan when it's cash, that you do give half the cash to each one, or the third. So therefore we need it. You're missing the point. Rabbi Yosi's point is we want to encourage the person who's lying to admit. So it has nothing to do with whether you're breaking the kli, not breaking the kli, cash, no cash. Rabbi Yossi's point is always, I want to take everything away so the person loses money. If he loses money, he'll be encouraged to admit. So if that's the point, it's no chiddush in Rabbi Yossi. Says somebody, right? There is no chiddush in Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi's far applies by a kli, applies by cash, applies by everything. The chiddush in the Rabbanan, if I just told you the case of the cash, you wouldn't necessarily know that you even break the kli. Kamashwan, you even break the kli. But Rashi points out, we could have just said the broken kli case first, and then of course we know cash, but sometimes the Mishnah does this, a loizu avzu. A guten Shabbos.